Hey, date this today, 11-12-15. Date of birth, 1-21-51. Patient's name, Sybil, S-Y-B-I-L. Last name, Allen, A-L-L-E-N. This is my first time seeing this 73-year-old black woman who's currently on hospice for heart failure, period, new paragraph. She's being evaluated for face-to-face today, period. She has a history of hypertension, hypertensive heart disease, kidney failure, stage 5, renal disease, end stage, history of thrombosis of the deep vein, lower extremity, and peripheral vascular disease, severe, period. In the paragraph, she's in severe pain. She's on Norco 5-325 to take care of her pain issues, period. As far as her congestive heart failure is concerned, she's LVN. She knows that she has a preserved ejection fraction, so she has a diastolic type heart failure. She's short of breath. She's getting weaker all the time, as she says in quotation. She's awake. At times becomes confused per her son. She has weight loss. She's not eating as much. She's pretty much sitting in bed or laying in bed about 12 to 16 hours a day, period. She's had lots of knee problems, had a knee replacement on the right side. Left knee is hurting her. She was told she needs a knee replacement, but she's her heart is too weak to be able to have any surgery. Patient used to smoke for 53 years, but recently stopped, period. She's been widowed for a long time, period. She's short of breath at rest and with activity, which puts her at a New York Heart Association stage 4 of heart failure, period. She's also undergoing hemodialysis. She started 2 years ago with a peritoneal dialysis, had a lot of infection and issues with a peritoneal device or peritoneal catheter. Subsequently, is now hemodialyzing from a Quinton catheter on the left side of her chest. She's being evaluated for possible graft or shunt in the arm, but again, the anesthesiologist doesn't feel like she can handle the anesthesia, period. She's also has had a pig valve heart replacement that does not require anticoagulation, period. O2 sat's 93% on room air, or heart rate is 62. Blood pressure is 160 over 95. She says she gets excited when she has visitors and her blood pressure goes up. Pain is controlled with Norco. She has bowel and bladder incontinence, wears a diaper, and has a daughter-in-law who's her primary caregiver. She lives with her son, Peter, at this time. Given the natural progression of her disease, she most likely has less than 6 months to live. Thank you.